Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass. I'm your host, Sam, from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass.
And I'm Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
Yes, you are. Each week we get together, we talk about cars, motorsport, F1, cars. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can watch us on youtube.com/behindtheglass. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications. And Tony, if people want to support this podcast, what should they do?
Watch it.
No. But also head to Patreon. You can support us on patreon.com/behindtheglass. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Not to break the fourth wall, but two episodes in one day. Oh, actually, it's been three episodes for me because I did the F1 podcast this morning.
The fourth wall, what are we talking about?
It's a term in sort of filmmaking or TV making where we're breaking down the barrier with the audience.
Right.
So we're blowing our cover, basically. The reason I'm addressing this is I don't want people watching the podcast thinking, Sam has worn the same clothes for the last, like, 4 weeks. Because I did the F1 podcast in this jumper. I did last week's episode in this jumper, and now I'm doing another one. But it's because I'm about to hit a road trip. Well, I'm on a road trip now, for those of you that have been following the main channel content, and we're just loading up on episodes, really, aren't
and
we?
I'm at work.
Yeah. Well, let's hope you are. We don't actually know if you genuinely are, but we'll assume that you are.
I am, yeah.
Anyway, because our live shows ended back in September, it's been a while since we've done a Rate My Ride.
It has, yeah. It's been a while since we've done a live show.
Well, I know. We're working on that. Stay tuned. But one of our favourite sort of things to do here on the podcast, if you're new to the podcast, by the way, welcome. Maybe you're one of our new subscribers. If you don't know, Tony and I are trying to get to 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year because we've got a very special thing planned for 2022, which we're not going to do if we don't hit 50K, are we?
No, we're not
gonna
doing
have
it.
To sell that real quick. If you're a new subscriber, welcome. If you sort of watch regularly and you haven't thought about subscribing before, do it. Do it right now. Make us happy people and get us to that 50K number. But yeah, Rate My Ride episodes. We've done a whole load of them over the years, especially during the live shows. It's essentially when we ask you guys and girls to submit your rides. And Tony and I then review them.
Or I go in on them.
Yes. When we say review, Tony basically insults all of your cars. Now, yeah. At the beginning, we used to get some very dodgy cars that Tony was quite rude about. I don't know if people then were hesitant to send their cars in, but I feel like recently all the cars have been pretty good. So I'm not really sure. We end up just being very nice about everyone's cars.
You know what's always really funny is whenever I go to a car show now or summer car event, the first thing people say when they come up to me is, don't tell the Mickey out of my car.
Yeah.
And then they tell me what car it is. It's so
and actually, when I think about it, they are nice cars and we are that nice, but then you are also quite horrible about things. That poor man who came to our event in a 458, I was like, oh, what a car. And you went, crap.
Yeah, but I knew the man.
Ah, oh, fair point.
So okay. It's, you know, if I know someone, it's worse.
Well, we've had, can you believe it, over 500 submissions for this week's episode. So we're not going to get through them all. It's just not going to happen.
You can flip it. Hell, you joking?
I've picked out a load from our patrons and then I literally actually picked, well, I just went through from the first come, first serve. So I got about 20, 25 that first came in. So basically the lesson here is if you want your ride to be rated, you got to get in quick. So keep your eyes peeled on in Instagram and YouTube and all these different places for when we announce our next Rate My Ride section.
Okay.
So you can see my screen all right, Tony?
Well, I can't really see the writing that
can't
well.
See anything yet. Well, the image is going to flash up, but I want them to be surprises for you. I've obviously seen them because I've selected them, but I want them to be a surprise. So we'll dive in and we're going to dive in strong because, boom, a Levi Levy with a GT3 Touring 991.2. Going to be honest, with some dodgy stripes. I mean, who am I to judge? Because I'd have the car in a second. Is that, I don't know what blue that is, but it's like not, a nice. A nice blue?
Yeah.
Doesn't look standard, does it?
Oh, I do know what blue it is.
Come on, Porsche, man.
Is it that blue? I can't really see properly because you're going to flash it up.
Yeah. Someone will know.
Yeah, someone will know, yeah.
Why are you seemingly unenthusiastic about
no,
this?
No, I mean, I appreciate it. It's a GT911.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I not? I mean, it's bloody brilliant.
I know. So you seem a bit subdued.
I'm a bit subdued because some people say that it is the best GT car ever.
Well, that's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
No, I don't say that.
You say you would have that over anything.
At the minute, it's one of the cars I'd have over most things, but I don't say it's the best GT product ever.
Well, some people do. So I disagree.
What would you say is the best GT product ever? Carrera GT?
No. Absolutely.
No. It's one of Tony's favourites.
If we're going actual machine, GT2 probably.
RS, the latest version?
Yeah, the latest car, yeah.
I go 911R.
Well, that's... it's sort of...
A bit more racy than a Touring.
Because it's based on an RS and not a GT3, yeah. And you know, some people say that a GT3 RS is better than the GT2, but it's a little bit less special. I would always say GT2, okay. Me.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to applaud A. Levi. Sorry, I don't know your first name, even though you're a patron. I only know you by your initial.
It's a manual.
It's a manual. It's a Touring. They're all manuals.
Yeah, so how's your leg?
Probably
changing
probably
gear.
Stronger than yours. Yeah. moving on. Now, this is Cowan Scott's Defender, but with a V8. It's the old-shaped Defender, and he's slotted a V8 in there.
Oh, he's put one in?
I think he's put one in. It's not one of those factory works ones.
Right, I think they're too much money.
Yeah, they're silly, the big ones, aren't they?
They are.
They're doing the Camel Trophy ones, like 150 grand. I can see a Boxster Spider in there, Cowan. I mean, the front.
Could you not have submitted that?
I feel like maybe he has on previous episodes.
Really?
But yeah. Anyway, V8 Defender. I mean, I love the idea of that, but I can imagine it must just feel like you're like in a tin can strapped to an engine.
Oh, mate, that must be, honestly... I can't really think of many cars worse to drive than that, if I'm honest.
Can you imagine hurtling towards a corner in a V8 Defender?
And actually, going fast or faster in an old Defender is the last thing you want to do.
You're basically already in a coffin, so you just go straight into the ground, right?
The 110 diesel in an old Defender is more than fast enough. And it's slower than a Snell.
Yes. But that's kind of the charm.
Well, that's fine by me. The only thing is if you did it a wall in that, you would just go straight through it.
Yes, that would save you a little
That's
bit.
Not for me, that car. No,
I didn't think it was, but no. I applaud it because it just must sound awesome when it starts.
But I like your Boxster.
Yeah. Dan Clark with a brand new Golf GTI.
Very good.
I was disappointed by this car when I borrowed it because I'm a snob.
You borrowed Dan's car?
Not Dan's car. Oh. Dan, if you want to lend it to me, please do. I think it looks the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was disappointed. I was just, in my head, I was expecting, God knows what I was expecting. I think I get the manual. I know you're not going to agree, but...
The problem is with the Mark 8, as good as it is, got one in stock, actually. As good as that car is... the 7.5 is so good. I think it's got a little bit more character than that car as well. Maybe it's the noise.
It was really nice though, but it's a bit void
it's
of any
really, it's, yeah.
feeling or emotion.
Yeah, normally the Golf GTIs, they do normally have a little bit of feeling.
Something.
It's been done. I wonder if the infotainment system works in that car.
Well, it's a 70 plate, so what do you think?
Well, that... No.
No, okay, so if you missed out on last week's episodes, Tony actually, slightly insightful information that VW Group have now started to build their own infotainment systems and therefore are lacking a little bit of their sort of quality of reliability that they used to have. So Dan, let us know if you had any issues, any glitchy screens, any odd bits and bobs going on. But I think they look awesome. Like it's a thing to look at. And I guess maybe it's still very good, but like the Golf R, have you spent much time around new R's yet?
I've driven one, but I've not really spent loads of time. Obviously, I've driven the GTR because we got one in stock as well. And I spent a little bit more time in that car. But it's just a good car, mate. It, you know.
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
David Kirkpatrick. He's got an LP560 Gallardo. He's in Hong Kong, I think, and he's got some... He's. I don't know if you've done that to distract us from your car, but you sent us a photo with like a whole load of other cars, 458s and GT3s and a 570S Spider. Anyway, lots of nice things. The Lambo, very cool. I still love Gallardos.
I mean, from what I can see there, he's bought a knife to a gunfight.
But you know, it's a Lambo. It's got lots of carbon bits. I disagree. I think this is cool, and I still prefer the really early ones, the proper boxy ones,
but the ones that don't work.
The ones that don't work. They're the ones that most up my street. And actually, where are we now? I'm trying to figure out my time space continuum. If the weather permits, I should be driving a very exciting and exceptionally rare boxy Gallardo, either right now or at some point soon.
Well, you can't be doing it now. You're in here.
No. But as I say, time, space, this is going out next Thursday. Anyway, oh. See what I'm saying? But anyway, David, I'm a big fan, even if Tony thinks your car is poo. Emil Soddy, AMG GTC. Now, I'll fight you on this.
Is it for his wife?
Brutal. I think the best of the bunch.
No.
Yes, mate.
No. You honestly say stuff sometimes just to wind me up.
I do. GTR, too much. Silly. Big wing. Who needs it? Bit too stiff. GTS, yeah, it was underpowered. GTC.
Underpowered? What
are you talking about? GTC, the one to have.
Why is that then?
I just think it's the right point in the range. Perfect amount of power / comfort, still looks great, still the bomb, got nice bits, not too stiff, not too showy, just ticks the box.
I think sometimes you forget what you've said on these podcasts previously.
Probably.
And that absolutely contradicts what you said previously.
The audience often like to remind me.
Anyway, I quite like the flowers. I hope
they weren't... It's not flowers, it's a ribbon.
Well, I hope they weren't for him.
Why not? It's a manly car.
Well, the flowers aren't.
It's not flowers, it's a ribbon.
Same thing, ribbon.
It's a present. He's obviously bought it, and that's what the dealer have done. See, these little things are what dealers do to get good relationships with their customers. Write that down. That'll be good for gravel.
Write a ribbon down.
Yeah, that'll be good for gravel. When you finally sell that Vantage,
it's basically a sorry for about what's going to go wrong.
Come on, that is a great car. Don't be silly. Don't be all GTR biased. That is a great car.
I would... 100% have a GTR over that car. 100%.
How much is the price difference? About 15 grand, 20 grand?
Yeah, but flipping it. I mean, it all depends what you want. If you're not ever going to go on... I wouldn't advise if you had a GTR to go on track anyway, to be fair.
From what you found out, which
from
is
what
your brakes
out.
Seizing.
Yeah, but they would
laps.
On them.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
thing.
But same. It's not. He's a road car guy. That's why he's got it.
Well, okay, but I'd still have a GTR.
All right. Gavin with a stunner. 1968 Alfa Romeo GT Veloce 1750.
Nice driveway.
Very nice driveway, isn't it? Beautiful setting, the sun. But I love these. I mean,
beautiful
old Alfas.
Gardener.
Beautiful gardener. You want to get his number?
The gardener?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's cut them trees beautifully.
He has. What do we think about the car, Tony?
Well, I'm still looking at the gardener. That's what I'd rather look at.
Come on. Old Alfas must do something for you.
Oh, well, it's very pretty.
Yes, there you go. Well yeah. said.
That's it.
Okay, moving on. Gavin, I love your car. I think it's a stunner. I would de-bumper it. I would remove the chrome bumpers. I like a bumper delete Alfa. Just saying.
Wait a minute. Wait. There's a very good chance them bumpers are going to fall off. So
just drive 5 miles down the road and I've got my bumper delete. Yeah. Don't have to do any work. Okay, moving on. Grant with the Audi R8 V10 Plus.
Great car.
I feel like Grant maybe came to one of the live events. Great cast. I've picked a few R8s for this week because I'm just a bit of a fan of them at the moment. Great
what do you
car.
Mean at the moment?
I am. I go through waves. Sometimes I decide I like.
It's just a good car, mate. Good it car. Just sort of does everything you want it to do.
Yeah, nice spec. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh no, have I not written your name down? Hold on. I'm so sorry. What? I haven't saved your name. Mr. Vauxhall Adam. Do you remember these?
Of course I remember them.
It's a rare thing, that. That's an appreciating asset.
No, it's not.
They only made them for a couple of years.
They did, yeah, for one reason, because no one bought them.
The advertising campaign was a vibe. I remember seeing them around town going, I quite like the look of that. And there it is. And that's the juicy 1.4 litre, not the 1.2.
Whoa.
Even rarer. Anyway, I'm so sorry because your name hasn't saved on the file, but I am a big, you're not.
Well, wait a minute. If he's a kid and it's his first car, brilliant. Well done.
If he's a 50-year-old man?
No.
Moving on. Oh, Joseph. Joseph Howman with this stunning 996 GT3. Yellow. I'm a big fan of a yellow Porsche.
Terrible car.
No, it's not. Why is it terrible? You just said the GT cars are amazing.
Not that one.
Why not?
Terrible car.
It's first GT3.
Exactly.
I don't.
Not interested. Some people say it's the best one.
I'd be tempted by that.
Oh, of course you would. It's no good.
No, bargain basement. Cheapest GT3 you can buy.
Well, of course it is. It's the worst one.
No, it's not. Come on, don't be a knob. That would be good. That would be a proper engine, proper kit.
Okay.
I would lap the Nürburgring quicker than you in that car. And you know it.
Whatever. The engine is Metzger engine?
Yeah.
So that is the good bit. That it really is a good engine. That proper sings. But that's it, mate. I don't think that's very good, that car. Not compared to a modern one.
No, of course not compared to a modern one.
Well, that's
one,
no good then.
No, but of its era and as a thing and at 65 grand, what a car.
You couldn't get round the Nürburgring. You'd crash. You'd go straight into a wall. You'd go around a corner.
I know, but someone who knew what they're doing wouldn't.
No, just go straight.
It's a proper car, that. The Gen 2 is a vibe as well. The 0.2, the 906.2, that's a proper car.
Well, that's a lie.
It's not, it's a proper car. Moving on, a Porsche theme continues. I didn't realize I picked so many Porsches. Sorry. Justin with his 50th anniversary 911. I'll be honest, 50th anniversary never really did anything for me. Essentially Carrera S. Hey, I had a 40th anniversary, so I'm not really one to talk, but did get the power upgrade, got some nice bits, got those nice Fuchs-style wheels and the seat inserts and stuff. It's all right, but...
What's wrong with a Carrera S?
Yeah.
Because that'd be a lot more
they
money.
They get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Great photo, by the way, Justin. Keith.
Keith.
Keith is nailed Keith, it.
Keith's always have them cars. You should be Keith.
It's a beautiful F-Type. You look like a Keith. And Keith, it's a stunning spec, and I'm not going to let Tony insult you any further. I think Bravo, what a car. And whether you're called Keith, Ian, or Sam.
Or Martin.
Or Martin.
Martin. Martin and Keith.
I hate you so much. Now, Kelly McFarlane. Now, this is an interesting one because it's a M240i convertible.
Rare car, that.
Rare car, right?
And it's not English.
No. He's out in America.
Right. Kelly.
Oh, wait.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, thank God.
We've had some issues with the system today.
Well, you have.
I have.
Just two or three times you've done that.
I know. I thought the system crashed. Because they got so excited about the 240i convertible. That's a super rare car.
It is, but very rare. Yeah.
Good?
It's all right. Yeah. Well done.
Cool.
No, I haven't really got that much to say about it, Carl.
Now, Kieran sent in this Lexus, the GSF. Is that the fruity one?
That's the V8 one.
That's the fruity one,
I believe.
Because M3 rival.
No, that'd be an M5. What is it?
GSF.
It's M5 rival.
Ah.
That's the bigger one.
So I remember, I think Chris Harris did a piece on this on Top Gear.
Did he?
Yeah, and I remember him being like, wow, that's a proper bit of kit.
Mm, great engine.
Rare as heck. Great engine. Quirky. Different kind of thing. A UK car.
Yeah, quirky.
Quirky.
Well, I wouldn't buy one.
Lex got a bit of a Saab vibe about them at the minute, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Is that a bit aggressive?
A little bit.
I'd like to have a go in one, just to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
I think it'd be all about the engine, though.
It's just the worst M5, really.
Worse M5. What's your car like? Oh, it's good. It's just a worse M5. Michael, with your Maserati GT. Very nice, very pretty.
Wait a minute. What's happening there? Just very, very nice. Very nice.
Moving on. Nick, got to be nice about the patrons. Nick,
is he a patron?
Yeah.
Best car ever.
Audi F4 Avant. Lovely. Now,
beautiful.
Being genuine now, aren't we? Beautiful 488 Spider. Tour de France blue, maybe, but I reckon with a crema interior.
I love them.
They're stunning cars. And I was talking to somebody about this the other day. They are just brilliant cars. Like, you're just not getting anything wrong. Like, everyone, I'd have the naturally aspirated 458. You're wrong. Get the 488. What a car. What a bargain at this point.
150, 160-ish. Oh, what a car.
So much car. Nothing's going to beat you on the road. It's going to sound great, feel great. Ferrari. Yeah. Bit more modern tech.
Yeah.
Proper big hit. Philip, now I've included this, Phil, because I want to include it in my next daily search. This is a M550D Touring. We don't get this in the UK or even Europe.
No.
We get the 40s, don't we? We don't get a full.
I think there's a 550i now.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
legit.
Mm.
But in my, as I mentioned last week, there are a few wagons, a few Tourings that I would consider. And a 5 Series Touring is, they don't do an M5 Touring, so that would be as close as I could get, but I think he's in America, I think.
Well, he's got, like, your wheels on it.
Yeah, X3 wheels on it.
Yeah.
Big and chunky. I think it's cool. I like it. And I love a 5 Series anyway, and it's just going to be good. And after that F-Pace experience in the diesel, when I just didn't fill up for, like, 900 miles, I'm a bit like, maybe I should get a diesel.
It's a proper
hybrid
cruiser car, that.
Proper
in,
cruiser.
Do loads of miles in one of them.
Which is what I do.
Yeah. Well, that was what the, I mean, they use that 550 diesel, but they use the 530 diesel with the police in our country, in the UK.
Good on them.
It's their motorway car.
Plenty of torque to go and chase things down. We got another F-Type R from Prit. Prit, is that how I pronounce your name?
Martin.
No, not Martin.
Keith?
No. I think he's a foreign viewer. Prit Vare. Anyway, beautiful spec F-Type. I love a dark blue drag. The nice wheels, bigger.
No, I'm not keen on them.
Really? They're the standard wheels.
Yeah.
What would you have?
Like the other ones.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's a nice, classy looking F-Type.
Right.
You know, I feel like I haven't seen coupes enough recently.
Right. Get yourself a 911, boy.
Rob Calder, this is a rare, not PTS because it's BMW, what do you call it, individual?
Yeah.
Miami Blue i8.
Right.
That's quirky, isn't
UK
it?
UK car?
Yes.
Quite a nice photo.
Quite a nice photo, nice quite background. A nice colour. You see quite a lot of wrapped i8s, but a bespoke paint i8, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll give that a thumbs up, won't we?
Well, yeah.
We're
it's
not sure about
quite i8s. Good value though, that car.
Mm.
I think they get a little bit overlooked.
I've never bonded with them. Slow.
Yep. Yeah. They're good on fuel.
Yeah, but
they did move the game on, though. Do you remember when they come out, people like went crazy for them?
10 years ago, or whenever how long they came out ago. Of course, but now I'm like, meh.
Mm.
Wouldn't consider.
No.
Tough to get in and out of, weirdly.
Really tough.
Yeah,
you have to really a bit like a Lotus. Like you have to really push yourself out.
Yeah,
I agree.
Surprising that, but it's got its place. Nice. I like the fact it's got the paint.
Don't make them anymore.
Don't. Shaked Rusty. Discovery 2 out in the desert. Looks cool. I think I'm a fan of the old Discoveries, like the real old Discoveries.
Overheat.
Do they overheat?
Disaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a cool look to them. I would have that over a Range Rover Classic.
Oh, my God. That old 2.5 TDC
thingy.
Engine. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
I mean, it could not pull skin off a rice pudding. And it would just overheat all the time.
But it's an adventure mobile. Everyone at the minute is doing these like off-roading, overlanding adventure mobiles. I think a Discovery is a bit more up my street.
Just get a Land Cruiser.
Yeah, but it's not got the same character, the personality, the persona, and the Instagrammability of a Discovery. I think Discoveries look good on Instagram.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's still going by on then.
Last one from the Patreon gang, William and his A1.
Oh, these are all patrons.
They're
all fantastic.
I thought you might say that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, William and his A110 with a very nice blue stripe over the middle. I've been here. This is the viaduct in Yorkshire where they filmed a bit of Harry Potter. I'm going to be sorry, William. I'm becoming less and less enamoured by the A110.
Ah! I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, like,
that's a great car. That
it is. No.
Miles better than a Cayman. You should just do this. Unbelievable. I'm becoming less interested in one of them now.
I just don't think it's very good.
I've been telling you that for 2 years.
I do think it's very good. But I see them on the road, I'm like, And I drove one not that long ago, and I was like,
It's an odd looking thing, isn't it?
It's an odd looking thing. It's very small.
Yeah.
But hopefully William enjoys it. It's a nice spec, that white with the blue stripe, I'm a big fan of. Okay, we continue. So, Ahmad, SLSAMG.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Well.
Oh, no.
I'm not.
Where are we going with this?
I told you about a story at one of these, didn't I?
I think so, but I forgot.
That I had one of these back in the day, when, like, when 2012 or whatever.
Coming to town for nice dinners and
fancy. I wanted to get out of it. Yeah. And then I wanted to sell it. I could not give the flipping thing away.
And now?
And now, because of them stupid doors, everyone has gone absolutely nuts about. I mean, they are cool, to be fair.
And I think they represent an era.
Yeah.
That's a modern classic. Like, that's a proper vibe.
Yeah. And to be fair to it, it has got a bit of character. But at the time, they were comparing it to 458, probably.
Probably.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
But yeah.
458 night and day better.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't see that as a dynamic. I mean, it's a GT cruiser.
Yeah.
With lots of supercar presence and looks and feel. Great AMG engine.
Proper engine.
Yeah. I think they're very cool. Mm. If I was a big collector, I'd have one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because in my sort of, when did that come out? 2010?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I was 20, dreaming of, hey, you know, if I work hard, I can get a supercar. And friends of mine who were successful had them. And I was just like, that's a cool car.
Yeah. I mean, what are they now? 160 or something?
Something stupid. They've gone nuts. Somebody cornered the mark on them, didn't they? A lot of tough to pronounce names today. Alois?
What is that?
It is a modified GT86 Safari. It lives out in the UAE. He's modified it to go off-roading.
And is that a real camel?
That's a real camel. How much fun must that be?
Well, I don't know. How much fun is it?
Oh, so much fun. Rear wheel drive, not too much power, in the sand.
Not too much,
off
not
you
any.
Go. No, not any. But you don't need any in the sand. You need 2 horsepower, you'll be speeding it up. That must be a laugh and a half.
Yeah, it probably is a good drift car, that.
And it looks the part. It looks like, you know, it doesn't look OEM, but it looks the part. He's done well in that.
Yeah, actually.
And if you live in the desert...
Yeah, okay.
Off you go.
Yeah. You're not... Yeah, actually, that's a good shout. Well done.
Yeah. I thought you'd approve of that.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Andre.
Hello.
With, I think, the best looking EV on the market.
Oh, is that the electric Audi?
E-tron GT.
Yeah.
It's a good spec as well.
I'd rather have a Taycan.
Would you?
Yeah,
and you don't even like the Taycan?
No, I'd rather have a Taycan.
Really? But is that your kind of, I'd rather have a...
Well, I'd rather have a Porsche than an Audi.
Yeah, basically.
Well, yeah. Because they're similar money.
Are they?
Of course.
I thought the Taycans were really expensive.
Well, they are really expensive.
Okay. I think the e-tron's better looking.
Okay.
And I think the Porsche is a little bit...
What?
I don't know.
Porsche?
I have to say the Cross Turismo. I've seen a few of those now knocking around town. What a car. If I had confidence in the infrastructure.
What's the name of that car at the front?
What car? What front?
The Cross Turismo.
What Cross Turismo? What?
You just said the Cross Turismo.
The Taycan Cross Turismo.
Right.
Yeah, good looking car.
Right. So what are you saying then?
I don't know, but I like the E20 GT. I think that spec looks great, and I give it a thumbs up. You're such a dick. Okay, moving on. Now, this is interesting. From Australia, Ben Smith.
Ben
has sent in an Audi S5 V8 manual.
Oh.
That's a German muscle car.
That's really rare.
Really rare.
I don't think that was available in the UK.
Maybe not.
The S5, I believe, was, but I'm not sure.
The S5 was available, but not manual.
But I think the normal S5 V8, I think you could have a manual.
That's what that is. That's not an RS5.
It's not an RS5.
It's an S5 manual.
Right, okay, fine. Yeah, because I think the RS was...
auto only.
I think so.
Yeah,
it definitely was in this country.
Yeah, for that generation.
Yeah.
I think with a bit of a tune, that would be a bit of a...
I don't think you need to have a tune. I think it's just all right, yeah.
Good old muscle car, loud exhaust.
I had an automatic one of them back in the day.
Yeah, so did my mum.
Did she?
Yeah, she had that generation and the second generation. I took one down to Festival of Speed once.
That's a great engine, that.
Yeah, oh, great proper, engine, proper yeah. cool cars. Yeah. And my mate had that generation RS5 as well for a long time. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
With black with red interior. Stunner.
Are you sure it's an RS5?
It's an S5. S5, yeah. It's an S5 because different grills down here.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, good car.
Good car. Ben, we're giving you a thumbs up, mate.
Yeah.
It's a good accent.
But
isn't it?
Not the manual one, though.
Why not?
We just talked about
how good it is.
Someone just squeezed you.
Pretty much.
You got a bit high-pitched sometimes there and get all excited.
I do. Brian, S60 Polestar.
Polestar. Whatever it is.
Pacific. I see a few of these knocking down on the road, and I think, God, that's a good-looking thing.
Do you?
Are they actually any good to drive, though?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
No, I've never driven one.
Oh, wow.
Because have you?
No, that's what I'm asking.
Oh.
Like, is that the RS department of Volvo?
Well, I think they would like to think it, or the M department. I would think they would like to think it is, but I mean...
I think it's a great-looking car.
Mm. Who buys it?
Well, Brian does.
All right.
Okay, well, let us know, Brian. Is it
any good?
Yeah. Oh, look at this guy. Callum, did you want me to block out your face? I don't know. But he's going for the James Bond on his gold Lotus Esprit S2.
Well, I can tell you, he's either not very heavy or he's not sitting on that. Because if he was... that bumper would definitely be on the floor.
I think just for the photo alone, this is almost the car of the show. I want to give this... that's just the best photo. That should be your Tinder profile. Even if you're married or in a relationship, get that on Tinder.
No,
you'll be matching everywhere.
Can't encourage him to cheat, mate.
No, I don't say cheat. Just see what happens, because it'll just be a good confidence boost.
Yeah.
What a thing. Like the pose, the jacket kind of matches the wood and the back. I mean, it's just fantastic.
He won't get a date sitting on a Lotus. No chance.
It's like Joey from Friends, where he's sitting on it because it doesn't really go anywhere. So he just poses like that. He can't turn it on. Can't move it. He just sits posing.
Trying to push it into the back of that garage.
Yeah, probably. Oh, I think it's a cool thing, though. I like that shit. I actually controversially like the last Esprits. This like, what, the 80s or the early 90s one? Were the one they did the GT3 variant of?
Yeah.
You don't know, do you?
I would rather get a bus.
Okay. Oh, yes.
What's up?
I'm loving this selection today. Can you tell that I've picked all the cars myself? Chris... with his Dodge Viper, this car I've always been obsessed with. This is a V10 manual, 640 horsepower.
Death trap. Yes?
Very bad brakes.
Death trap.
And the exhaust comes out here, and it's so hot and so aggressive, you will burn your ankles on it. They are cool, and they are rare. And like the ACR version, was it? Which was the track focus one, was actually quite good around the track. For an American car. But these were sort of rare. And when I did Vlog Angeles, so years ago now, these were the hot property. And I just adored them. And it's,
when? 3 years ago.
God, 4 years ago, 2017. And it's a really weird car because it's quite a lethargic engine. You'd think V10, 640 horsepower, my God, like, or you think of a Lambo. There's not a lot of urgency to it.
No.
You know, it's kind of a big, cumbersome, big, I can't remember how many litres it is. It's something stupid.
25.
Yeah, 25,000
litres.
Something like that. And it's sort of, but it's a proper,
I think it's an 8 litre or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Stunning, mate. Come on, that's a good looking car. That's a pretty car.
I'm not interested.
No, come on.
I'm not interested, mate. No chance. No, doesn't.
If we did a road trip across America and you had to pick an American car, what would you pick?
F-150.
No, American sports car.
God, best selling car in the world.
Okay, fine.
So what's American sports?
Okay, no, actually, fine. Done. You know what? That's what we're going to do.
Raptor.
Okay, you can take your F-150 Raptor. I'll pick a sports car. 2022, we will go California to Monterey Car Week. Let's see how you get on Highway 1.
Let's do some desert stuff.
Okay, we'll do. Let's do. Fist pump me. Promises that we'll never fulfill. I just put this in to piss you off. It's David with another AMG GTC, but the edition 50. Oh, no. Very rare. One of 500. He was keen to tell us one of 500.
Was he?
Yeah, so that's obviously, you know, incredibly rare because it's got satin paint. Oh, there you go. It was Freya. Freya. Oh, it's a girl. Vauxhall Adam. I guess.
Freya's a girl. I hope it's a girl. Then it's a beautiful car. Well done, Don. I can't be horrible to a girl, man. It's not very nice.
Don't be so sexist. You can be horrible to a girl. You can be horrible to a boy.
No, you can't. You've got to be nice to girls, surely.
I think you do,
Adam. What is that thing? Go back to the Adam.
George Allsop with a Nissan R34 GTR M-Spec. Now, we've spoken about this before. These are... That's probably 100 grand for all we know.
That is an absolute fortune, that thing.
Ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous. Like, and I drove one of these, but the V-Spec, whatever.
Yeah.
I loved it. Mm. I thought it was super, super nice. And I think it looks cool. It's the coolest of that era. Mm. I think that's a great bit of kit. And mate, if you hold on to it, it's probably going to be worth 200 grand.
Is it a 34?
Yeah, 34.
Right, okay.
Boxy shape, Gran Turismo vibe.
So was the 33, is that the one to have, the 33, or is it the 34?
I think the 34 is the one that's been flying.
Right, okay.
Is the iconic blue one. Is it, that's the one which the money's getting silly.
Okay.
33s are still desirable, but I don't think as much as, as the 34.
Fine.
What's that thing you got knocking around at your
place? That's the 32.
Ah, oh, okay.
It's a bag of...
No one cares about those.
Yeah. No. Well, the bloke who owns it does.
Yeah. Sorry, bloke who owns it.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about this? George Watts, and it's an MG ZR160.
If there's a drop beyond there, push it.
I think he's at Applecross. I think he's up in Scotland.
It's a big drop, then push.
Were these awful?
Oh, he's probably left it there because the head gasket's gone.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it based on anything? Was it a shared platform? Or
I don't think it was based on anything. It didn't work.
Because
could have been based on a paper aeroplane.
I'm like aware of it, but I'm a bit like I don't really know anything about it at all.
Is it, was
nice
it
spec.
ZF? Is that what they called
ZR.
That? ZR.
160 apparently.
So that's it, ZR 160, yeah. Yeah,
no, looks all right.
The 160 represented the amount of money it cost to buy.
£160. And what would you get back? It looks like it's got an exhaust on it and some heat protection foil.
Yeah, but, well, it's lucky it's got an exhaust because at the factory it didn't have an exhaust.
Oh, God.
Honestly, mate. The wheels were quite nice, though. I mean,
yeah,
these were around when I was like, would I have been a teenager? What?
That's not that or that car, but that looks quite modern, that thing.
All right, so I was early 20s,
or maybe
probably.
Maybe that's a Halfords Light.
No. I was modern. Probably early 20s, that car. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, no, actually. No, nothing. No, I've got nothing.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know very much about it. I like the colour and I like the photo. Yes, Harry. The XJR 575. I drove this in Portugal.
When?
What a tank. Oh, years ago when it launched. I mean, that will spin rear tyres like nothing you've ever believed.
Of course.
That's so cool. An executive Jag powerhouse. And I remember one of my favourite Clarkson Top Gear pieces was when he raced the sun through the night in a XJR. Yeah. It's cool and they don't make him anymore, so
no.
Crack on.
There'd be a reason for that. But,
definitely.
But you are right. I remember every time I see one of them, it always takes me back to that episode from Top Gear.
It kind of made you want one without any reason why.
Yeah, I mean, to look at, weren't they beautiful back then? You know, when you had compared it to a 7 Series or an S Class, or, I mean, yeah, it's probably good value now, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think they're very cool things, you know, proper executive saloon, like, but then with all that monstrous noise, and it's the ultimate bad guy in a film car, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would expect that. Not if they broke, when they broke, that they will be a few quid to fix.
Probably.
I would assume they're not that reliable. But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Bit of character.
Ian Grant.
Oh, I remember these.
I was going to say, I thought you might. So this is the ZTEC S.
A ZTEC S. Yeah.
So this they didn't make an ST back in this gen. What era would this be? It's a V plate, a V.
So that's like 90s.
Okay, because so he said that this is the top spec you could get at the time.
It's my era.
I think it's a proper good looking little car.
Yeah, remember them flipping hell.
They were quite fun to drive, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they weren't very fast, but yeah, they
about 500 kilos, surely.
Yeah. They're just, and again, back then, so that would have been. Yeah, so that competed with that MG thing.
Yeah.
It was back then.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a looker. It's a looker,
this thing. That was what the MG competed with, something like that.
We're a fan of that, Ian. It's nice. It looks like it's been well kept, well maintained. Beautiful thing.
I wonder how much that car is now.
This car?
Yeah. I mean, they were literally pennies, mate.
Yeah, but it's going to be one of those ones now. It's going to be an appreciating asset.
Yeah.
Because people like you are going to go, oh, reminds me of my youth.
No, thank you.
Jack Reynolds, BMW 635D. I included this because, firstly, 700 newton meters of torque. But I get a lot of questions about this 6 Series. Mm. People, I think, see them as potential bargains, like what a car, especially the M6 of this era.
Mm.
But actually, with hindsight, I think we can now say a bit of a brute.
Yeah. So I used to sell these, as in when they were fairly newish. Mm. I used to sell these. The 635i diesel. One and I, it was just a 635D,
that's the one
M Sport or Sport, whatever they called them back then, the coupe and the convertible. That was the one to have,
by the way,
because it was torquey. Well, and back then, the government was saying buy diesels.
Yeah.
So that was the car to have. That was a really, and when it was 2 years old and it had lost half its value or whatever, it was proper good value and it drove really well. It won't now, mate, because it's an old car. Obviously, it's 15 years old or however long it is now. But the M6 version was really expensive and just really not that good.
Not that great. Big and heavy and a bit cumbersome.
That
and
horrible gearbox, that SMG gearbox or whatever.
Lurching on.
But back then, obviously, there wasn't really a thing, you know, double clutches weren't really a thing
back then.
No, at
the time, that's what it was supposed to be in there. But
that drove much better because that had a proper automatic gearbox, not one of them stupid single clutch gearbox things. So I always liked them.
Yeah, I think people look at them as like, oh, that's quite a cool car, a very good value.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to look at.
What is that car now? Five, six, seven grandish.
And it knew it would have been what?
Oh, 80.
Yeah, mad, right?
Mm.
Now, this is cool. Jason with his Datsun 240Z, 240Z. But he's put a Skyline engine in it. I think it was an R33 Skyline engine in it. I think they're good-looking cars, these cars. So he's played around with it, done some bits.
Not for me.
Okay. Yeah. Jean, CLS 55.
Oh, the 55.
I always thought these were stunning cars, these CLSs.
They definitely were when they come out.
Yes. Okay, fine. Maybe time hasn't been that kind to them, but... Oh, it is your French, so you probably is Jean. Jean. The 63, super desirable, but the 55 is still a proper car.
So back in the day, that would... Obviously, they've never done a convertible, but that would compete with the 6 Series, essentially.
Ah, okay, yeah, fair.
So they'd done a 320 and a 350 diesel.
Yeah.
But it was a good car, mate. They'd
but it was the first kind of like sporty coupe saloon, wasn't it? Because that swooping line meant the back seats didn't have that much head space.
Correct.
But it was a very good looking. It was the first time someone had done that sort of real sweeping kind of saloon.
And then BMW bring the 6 Series Grand Coupe out, and then Audi started with the A7.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah,
no, kind of
started
thing.
All that. Yeah.
Very cool. I imagine again, good value, I would assume. So
yeah, for nothing now.
We're fans of that. Another R8. I told you I'd included a few. This is a V10 manual.
No, thank you.
Shut up. That is proper car.
Where is that?
I love that
Scotland
shape.
Or Wales?
I'm going to say Wales.
Mm.
Could be either, but I'm going to say Wales. But I love that shape. That engine, man. Oh, right on my street.
Wait.
You know him? You know John?
Well, he might be a supercar driving member.
Could easily be.
He could easily be, yeah.
I'd have one of those.
I wouldn't.
I'd love to go for a week in Scotland in one of those.
Would you?
Yeah.
You'd cut your holiday short. No.
Joost van der Helm. God, why have I picked the hardest names to pronounce today? It's a Taycan. It's a rear-wheel drive.
Mm.
It's the entry-level Taycan. He had a 718 rear-wheel drive Cayman. sorry, 718 Cayman base spec. He matched. He got the exact same spec on his Taycan rear-wheel drive. I quite like that because I actually... Well, how do you find it, Joost, if that's how we pronounce your name? Jost, maybe. Maybe it's Jost. That sounds a bit better. I don't think it's very good, that rear-wheel drive Taycan.
Okay. It, well...
Because you get less range, less battery, less power.
You tried to skid it and couldn't.
Yeah, try, you know, it's more about me than the car.
As we know, I don't really like electric cars, but if I had a gun to my head and I had to go and buy one tomorrow...
That's the one you get.
Probably Taycan, yeah.
Mark, Golf GTI Edition 30 came with BBS wheels.
Yeah.
What a stunner that
Remember
is.
Them as well.
Ooh, if that was a three door, I'd be making you an offer, Mark.
Used to sell them as well. Now, yeah.
Nice with the red paint. We're fans of Golfs. I'm going to give that a big thumbs up, but mainly because of the wheels. I've got to
Good
be honest.
Car, that.
It's one of those other ones, you know, Edition. Is that going to be worth anything more than a standard Golf GTI Mark V?
Maybe a little bit, but not back in the day. There weren't a lot of difference with them. But that reignited the Volkswagen Golf GTI, that particular mod. Is that the 6?
That's the 5.
Is that the 5?
So I thought people thought the 5 was too big and heavy and silly, wasn't it?
The no, that
six
was the 4.
Oh, really?
It was the 4. Then they bring the 5 out, and the 4 was the old cumbersome.
That's the one I had. That was my first car.
I'm not surprised. It was awful. I'm almost sure it's that one that reignited the Golf GTI. Used to cock its leg up and all that.
Maybe.
I mean, the Mark IV couldn't cock anything up.
No.
It was too heavy and horrible.
Good looking car then. Look at this. Murray with his smart Brabus.
Yeah.
Which is his dog car.
Right. Now, this is big dog.
No. Actually, I think it's a Rottweiler.
It's a lovely dog.
Yeah, no joke. Oh, no, it's not. It's a Spaniel. same vibe. Now, Murray's living his best life, and maybe I should take notes from this. So he's got his other cars, and then his dog car, he's bought a smart Brabus. The dog just sits in the back, and off he goes. So maybe that's what I should... Maybe I should go and get an FF and then just have a smart Brabus for Twiggy. To be fair, Twiggy got the FF as well. Very cool. I mean, come on. It's hilarious.
No.
Smart Brabus. So, can I just jump in? A friend of my parents, all the money in the world, Greek shipping magnate, when smarts were smart, when they were legit, when they first came out, he had 3 matching all black smarts with triple layered tinted windows.
Doesn't live in Sloane Street, does he?
Yeah, they'd go in convoy everywhere. And he was in the middle. They'd go in
Did
convoy.
Did he live in Sloane Street?
Yeah.
Genuinely lives in Sloane Street?
Yeah.
He bought a car off me last week.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God, I can't remember his name.
Well, tell me afterwards.
I'll tell you afterwards. Hello, really? By the way, if you watch.
No, I don't think it would be the same guy.
Well...
Oh, we'll talk about this. But anyway, so whether it's the same guy or not, it was the coolest thing ever. And when I was young and all these guys were swishing around in Rolls Royces or whatever, the 3 smart car convoy was the dream.
I would rather set fire to myself.
Okay. Ford Mustang Boss 302. This is a dream car for the guy who bought it. I love these. I love a Mustang. Big, shouty, great spec.
I don't like that one. I like the newer one.
You like the newer one?
Because
the
newer one actually does drive okay for
an American
car.
Yeah, this was a bit of a shed, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
But it looks cool and it makes great noise.
Yeah.
It's a cool spec and it was his dream car. I've written it down as Parking Steed, which I think is probably an Instagram name or a company name. So sorry that I didn't get your actual name, but I like your car a lot. And again, like, it's the I've got an American somewhere inside me. I don't know where. Vicky will be furious.
Or not.
And there's a part of me that wants to live out that dream in a Hellcat or a Camaro SS. I don't know, just something. And so I see these things and I'm like, yeah, I kind of just want to go and live in Austin, Texas and drive around in Mustangs. Right, we're coming towards the end. We've got Paul and his Vantage V8 AMR. I literally only included it to annoy you. I think it's cool. I think it's great. Let's move on. Because
very pretty.
Shut up. You didn't just say that.
Well, when have I not said that Aston Martins aren't pretty? I'm just trying to think of something nice to say.
Okay, fine. Let's quit while we're ahead. Reese with his Macan GTS.
Very good.
Very good, but I'm still not coming around to them as good as the GTSs are. Like,
how old is it? 2017
or 18? 67 plate.
Yeah.
Good car. Good car. Makes good noise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many buttons. Robbie, 995 with an MX-5. He's done this entire build himself. So very customized suspension, roll cage inside, all these different bits and bobs like that. He's
well done.
Himself, which I think is good.
Yeah.
And you know, as a real, we talked about it before, like base level, not a lot of money, get in, have a lot of fun with a little car. MX-5s, they just win.
You see them on track days like that.
Yeah.
Literally like that, just background.
Proper bits of kit.
Yeah.
I think that's
well,
good.
They're not proper bits of kit, but, you know, they do the job.
And to finish us off,
you've done this on purpose.
Stefan, with his Ford KA or car, Ford car, Ford KA, and it's a banana. Yellow inside and out. I mean, it's come
full,
on.
It's full of rust.
It's full of rust.
What about the arches? Are they all right, Callum? Stefan. Hello, Stefan.
One of my best mates, the guy in my band, used to have one of these when we were driving around, and it was literally like, you just didn't break. I mean, you just don't break. And
well, then they ain't got none.
And if you end up in a bush, you end up in a bush. Like, because they weigh nothing.
They're death traps, mate. Full on death trap.
Can we just get to the bottom? Is it KA or car?
I would say KA. Ford KA.
But it would make more sense if it was car.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Anyone at Ford, can you let us know?
Why would it make more sense? I don't really...
Because it's a good play on the word car. It's the Ford car.
Yeah. But there's lots of Ford cars.
Well, no, but this is the... Oh, okay.
It's KA, mate.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, I like it, Stefan. It's
You've
very
given
yellow.
Up, haven't you?
I've given up.
Or not?
I think we should give up on this episode as well, if I'm honest. As I say, there were so many submissions and I wish we could get through more, but it just means we will do future Rate My Ride episodes. We always enjoy them. Hopefully you guys enjoy them too. Fully aware that if you're listening, it's probably more of a visual episode. We'll probably share that up front. Maybe head over to YouTube and check out this episode. If you've stuck with us the whole time.
Thank you.
And you've listened, well done. I mean, that's really quite impressive. If you've been watching, make sure to give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes. Turn on those notifications, ring that bell. That's what we always want you to do.
We want to get to 50,000 by the end of the year, December 31st. So
clock is ticking.
Keep going.
To follow Tony, he's at Tony Gravel with Car Sales on most social media platforms. I'm at Seen Through Glass on most social media platforms, and we'll be back with you for another episode next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.